This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years.
And here's this month in the life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the first half of March. The phrase, minding your P's and Q's, most likely originated in the early print shops, where the types for each page of print were painstakingly set by hand. Not only did printers have to spell each word right, but they had to set it all backwards so the letters would print correctly when the page was pressed. Since your P's and Q's, as well as your B's and D's, looked so similar, an inept printer could easily transform the quick brown fox into the quick drown fox. On March 5th, 1730, Franklin's newspaper, the Pennsylvania Gazette, included a doozy of a typographical error. An article detailing colonial governor Jonathan Belcher's recent trip to London included the news that the governor and some local businessmen had dined elegantly at Pontac's, Pontac's being a famous London restaurant of the day. Had the governor and his associates dined elegantly at Pontac's, or had something else happened? The following Gazette, published on March 13, 1730, included a Franklin-penned satire tackling the embarrassing report head-on. Franklin took the initiative to skewer himself rather than wait for someone else to point out the error. Under the guise of a concerned citizen, J.T., Franklin humorously noted, "The word died should doubtless have been dined, but this omission of the letter N gave us as much entertainment as any part of your paper." J.T. went on to note several legendary printing errors made in the print shops of the day, such as when typesetters left the word not out of the seventh of the Ten Commandments, thus commanding thou shall commit adultery, instead of the more familiar thou shalt not. Franklin's goal was to laugh at his own mistakes, alongside others with potentially greater negative impact. The public nature of Franklin's mistakes from printing probably did much to help him keep his balance during his more political second half of life. In a letter to his sister Jane, written on March 1st, 1766, Franklin notes, "As to the reports you mention that are spread to my disadvantage, I give myself as little concern about them as possible. I've often met with such treatment from people that I was all the while endeavoring to serve. At other times, I've been extolled extravagantly when I've had little or no merit. These are the operations of nature. Sometimes it's cloudy, it rains, it hails. Again, it's pleasant and clear, and the sun shines on us. Take one thing with another, and the world's a pretty good sort of world, and it's our duty to make the best of it and be thankful." And Franklin had much to be thankful for in that early March of 1730. After less than 6 months of publication, his Pennsylvania Gazette already boasted more than one full page of advertising. In the early March pages of the 1756 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin's Poor Richard Saunders counsels us to love your enemies, for they tell you your faults. Proof once again that Franklin had learned to keep his balance under the toughest of criticisms. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.